This is D&D Encounters, Search for the Diamond Staff, and this is session 4. And you know what I forgot to do last time? Can you guys just quickly go around and tell me what you're playing? So I'll start with Naomi, we'll go around.
Naomi, human cleric.
Human cleric.
I'm a dwarven, a very portly dwarven cleric.
Dwarven cleric.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Alistair Fox, a human wizard.
Human wizard.
I am Logosh. I am a half-orc paladin.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Level 5 doesn't get anything.
Okay, so this is just the recap description here. In pursuing the orcs that stole the Diamond Staff, you discovered that the Zents' cell swords were behind the theft. The captain of the Zents' band rode off with the staff before you found the orcs' lair and stormed it. Clues you found there pointed towards a clandestine meeting in an abandoned manor. Did the characters do anything they want to do while they're unhappy before they leave? Any equipment that's 5 GP or less, you got no problem with. Anything more than that, not so much.
What about holy water?
Healing?
No, nothing.
Well, there is a church there. Could I not stop in and get holy water at the church?
They don't have anything that they are willing or able to sell.
I haven't even used my holy water. I gave him my 3 vials at bar.
All right.
Okay.
Water too.
Leaving Hap behind you, you ride across Battledale to catch the gents at Sandersall Manor. Battledale is most lightly populated of the Dale Lands. Homesteads are few and far between. You might ride for miles without seeing another soul. Here and there among the hills and valleys stand abandoned farms and crumbling manors. People of Battledale call these places ghost holds. Their histories lost to the years. Luckily, Sandersall Manor is a well-known local landmark, and you were able to find the place without difficulty. You arrive at the ruined manor a little after sunset. The western sky glows red, and the shadows are long and deep. Little remains of the fortified manor house except the walls of bare stone and a stable and a dilapidated tower with its roof caved in.
So,
okay, I just need to erase some of the notes that are on this map already.
Yes, we get a level 3 spell.
Not because we don't know what the rooms are, so...
Correct.
So 3 uses the channel divinity spell, one level 4 spell, and that's it.
Alright, so...
One...
What do the characters want to do as they approach this? The way that I described this for my other group was think of like the Western, the Gold Rush in the Western United States. People moved to these really desolate areas that hadn't previously been inhabited. They created whole communities, and then when the gold dried up, they just left. And there's all these houses and shops that are just abandoned. And that's pretty much what this area of the Dale Lands is like. At one point, it was a very popular area to be in, and for whatever reason, I suspect probably monsters or combat, people left. And so a lot of the houses and stuff that are around here, at one point, were very, very lavish and very rich. The people that would have been here would have been very, very well off. And as you guys arrive, like, it's been decades since anyone has actually lived here, and the place looks kind of dilapidated. Basically, travelers know that they can sort of just camp out at these places without any real problem. Like, the official owners have long since abandoned the properties. But knowing that people do rest at these houses, it's obviously potentially a place for conflict. So with that in mind, the characters I assume would approach with some caution, keeping in mind that there's supposed to be some kind of meeting happening here between Fidel and Becerro. What you're able to figure out reading over the letter again is Fidel is most likely the name of the captain that is already en route with the staff.
Can I read that?
Yep. And
and
Becerro is the person that they're supposed to meet here. So, as the characters can see the house in the distance, what do you want to do? Assume you're on horseback, just because that would make sense.
All right, tie horses to the tree so that they don't run off.
Okay, so you're going to dismount and then walk up to the house?
Yeah, so as not to cause too much commotion.
Okay, no problem. It's getting dark. The horses have been pushed hard, so they're happy that you guys are not riding them the last few steps of the way. What's your plan? You'd be approaching from that direction.
Does somebody want to go in and investigate first, or
you want another scouting mission?
Scouting mission would be good.
Fine, I guess I'll do that then. Scout the area.
So you're going to go and search the whole house before anyone else does?
No, I'm going to go to the perimeter.
Walk the perimeter?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably going to take you about a half an hour.
That's fine.
By the time you get up. I assume you're going to try and do it quietly and remain hidden, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to need to make a couple of checks. So first give me a check, the approach check.
I look at you.
15, 17.
Okay, so you managed to do it pretty quietly. The grounds, obviously no one's mowing the lawn or anything like that, so there's the grass is 12 inches tall in some places. There's some bushes and stuff here and there, but for the most part, when the home was in use, the immediate area was probably cleared out pretty good, because I mean, although it's a home, it's still in the middle of a dangerous area potentially, so they would be able to defend it. So the tree line is quite a ways from the manor. But so you'd sort of be out in the open. So you run as quickly as you can. You sort of come up to the side. Which one do you want? Do you want to go number one or number two?
Let's go with.
This would be the tower. Would be on this side. Yeah. It sort of looks like it's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's sort of.
Let's start with going towards the tower.
Tower. Okay. So
can I like hug the wall basically?
Yeah. So you manage to get right up. You know, you catch your breath because you probably sprinted. You're thinking, I'm in the wide open here. I got to get up here as fast as I can. The house has clearly seen better days. The front of the house is seen some structural damage.
Okay. Do I see any good areas you could hop in, or is this weak?
Well, there's the main entranceway. The doors they looked in pretty bad shape, but you figure you could definitely go in the front door, no problem. You don't see any signs of windows or other openings, but given that the house looks like it's been damaged, you figure that there's a good chance there may be areas where the walls have just been destroyed.
Okay. So I'm going to keep making my way.
Okay. So
hugging the wall though.
Yeah. You got to sort of give it a little bit of a wide berth because it's tipping over. You don't want to knock anything over. So you're coming around to here. So give me another stealth check to sort of get you up to the side.
That is a 19 on the die.
Nice. Okay. As you come around, you get to sort of this area, and you realize that there's a hole in the wall, and it looks into this room. So I assume you can sort of come to there and stop.
Yeah.
Do I see how big
the hole will be?
It's definitely big enough for a person to get through.
Can I kind of like peel in, like stay hugged against the wall, but kind of lean my head?
You might have a hard time getting through because your character's so fat.
But kind of like lean my head around to see what's inside?
Yeah. It's getting dark, so you're having a little bit of difficulty with that.
This would be light, low light vision.
Yeah,
if I have dark, I assume.
Yeah, you take a quick peek inside. Yeah. There definitely doesn't seem to be anyone moving around.
Let's go do a quick spot.
Sure.
17 round guy again.
The furnishings that you do see in the room look like they've been destroyed. You see a lot of dirt and a lot of ash on the surface of things in that room. You get the sense that there was a fire in there at some point in the distant past.
But so far, nothing of importance.
You definitely don't see any. Again, that's just a quick look. There's no one in there is really what your primary concern would be. You look, you're like, no one. And then just those other little details you pick up. You do notice a doorway. This door actually would not be there anymore. It would be long since destroyed. So you can see through. They're like sort of into the hallway a little bit. But you can't make out a lot of detail.
I'll keep going, but I'm going to just quickly spin around to the other side of the hole, just in case.
Yeah, so you duck down, you crawl under.
As you surface.
Okay. When you come up to here, I need another. I need another sneak. I need a sneak check.
Oh, thank God. Sure, it's chrome. Highest will be a 10. So.
Oh, roll it up.
8.
Okay, so you make a little bit of noise. Give me a listen check, please.
Sweet. 11. 15, 16.
Okay. As you come to the corner here, you make a little bit of noise, and you're like, you sort of, and then you're like, stop, and you listen, and you can hear the sounds of animals, probably horses, and you realize you can see from the corner this is like a stable. It sounds like someone's actually got horses in the stable.
So not only have we invented
fucking bags, this place is occupied. And do I see?
Well, remember, Fidel's supposed to be meeting Becerro here. So
I see the horses being well kept.
You can't see into the structure. Oh, okay. Actually, there might be a description of the. Some of the rooms and some of the structures have descriptions. So let me just see if I can find that particular one. This is the. Though the doors and windows of the stable house are long gone, the roof is still intact. Old ashes and half-burned firewood is scattered around the outside of the building, suggesting that creatures occasionally make camp here.
Actually, this isn't here the first night. Is this a one-story house or two, three?
This house was probably a two-story house at one point, but the upper half, the upper story has been destroyed.
Okay, so the point is to even try to get the second story. Basically.
No, it would be It would be very hazardous and certainly very noisy to do so.
Okay.
Okay. All right, well then. So you're sort of at this point. Is your perimeter check going to go around here, or do you want to cut through the courtyard?
How big's the gap between where I am?
This is this. Sorry, let me just describe this. So this is the stable house here. This is like a like a patio stones. It's like a courtyard, and there's a well in the middle. So again, when the people that lived here, this they would have spent time outside. So just to make that clear, this is flat. This is not a building in the middle of their backyard. So that's what I'm saying. You can hug the house, or you can go around.
I assume with the fountains, that'll be a wide open area. I'm gonna
it is pretty
take,
wide open.
I'm going to take the safe bit there and go around.
Around?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me another...
Still remaining low to the ground.
Maybe 20.
10, that's going to help.
Yeah.
11, 14.
Okay. So, you get come around to there, and then you notice a few different details. Hold on. Okay, as you get around to here, you can see the courtyard. The courtyard stands between the wings of the manor house, its cracked flagstones overgrown with clumps of grass. In the middle of the courtyard is a small stone well. So that's what I just described to you. Now that you're over here, you can get a better look at the front of the carriage house. Across the well court from the main house stands a stable with an attached carriage house. The stable is in better condition than the main hall. Well, not that you've been in the main hall. Though its doors and windows are long gone, the roof is still intact. Oh, okay, we already knew all those other details. A faint gleam of lantern light and the sounds of hushed voices alert you to the presence of someone in the carriage house. Packs and bedrolls are arranged on the floor, and shuttered lanterns glow dimly on the old wooden table. So as you come around, you can sort of, there's probably like a window over here.
Okay.
And so you sort of just peek in and or you know, just out of the corner of your eye, you realize there are definitely people in there.
Since I'm in Joel, the window's high up for me, though.
Oh. Yeah, like you managed to scooch by. There's,
Can I...
So you're sort of, basically you're sort of at this point right now. So you can, again, you'd have to cut across a courtyard and then keep going around, or you can go back the way you came. Or you can engage people in the carriage house.
I'm going to attack them all! No.
I hope you got a backup character.
I have a Bobby of anybody here. Okay. I can't. The hush whispering. God, I'm going to attempt to listen to what they're saying. If there's anything of importance.
Sure. Excuse me.
15 on die plus 4, 19. No. And I'm going to attempt to do d6.
Oh, no, like for the house.
Seems to be innate chatter. A couple of guys. Maybe they're talking about it. What's that?
There's a couple of bros chatting it up.
Yeah, someone.
Yeah, I'm going.
One guy's like, do we have to spend another night in this barn? Don't worry, Fidel will be here soon. We'll be good then.
How high up is it's a fountain? Like
it's a well. It's like maybe this big.
Loving my level 5.
Yeah, I'm going to risk it and
what'd you get?
Not
double what?
Yeah, I'm going to risk it and keep going forward.
Nice. Like, cross. Okay, give me a check.
19 on die.
Okay. You notice that there is a guard standing out here, but he's not really paying attention, and your sneak check was high enough. You sort of loop around. He doesn't notice you. You do notice when you come around, though, these two, what would have been doors, are long gone, so it just opens into the house.
I could clearly see the guard not paying attention, right? Do I see what he's wearing?
No. You just saw the corner of your eye sort of catch someone's there.
Yeah, okay. All right, then. So I basically have I made to the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I made
so them? Then, yeah. So as you come around here, this was really the danger zone. So you come around. There's a couple more entrances here where the wall's been just dilapidated. There's an opening there, an opening there, and there's actually one sort of right there by the corner. You come around, and there doesn't seem to be anyone else there, so... Again, I assume you would go back to the party?
Yes.
Okay, so you relay what you found. So now the party has been brought up to speed. What does the party want to do with this information?
I suggest you go around the safer route, investigate the
nobody actually went inside the building.
Yeah, that's why. I just want to do a quick scout. So I recommend we go home on the left side. There appears to be empty, but the rooms are big enough to go switch around.
So what do you guys want to do?
I'm going to follow the armored members of our party. I'm not going anywhere first.
Trevor, what are you doing?
So we heard that there are multiple entrances to the building, one on each side, and then
in addition to the actual doors, there's a lot of places where there's holes in the walls big enough for you to get through.
The left side is a
John tells you that chances are the person that they're coming to meet is in the back in the stable, so you can avoid the house altogether if you want.
Go around and into the stable?
Yes, but which way? Left side is more, if you want to stealthily, left side's less likely to get spotted.
Left side's better to not get spotted?
Yeah.
All right, so sneak around outside.
I did not check the actual. I didn't do a thorough check on the inside, so.
So stealthily, go around the left side of the building.
Yes, if you want to take the stealth approach.
Yeah, I think that'd be better.
Okay. So you're, this side then.
Yeah.
Are we all going together?
Okay. So the party comes up. They do their best to be quiet, but since there's nobody sort of paying attention to the front of the house, it's not necessary. So the party manages to get up to this front area here, and then what's the plan? Do you want to keep walking out, or do you want to go through one of these entrances?
I think let me check the first entrance. I'm going to peek my head inside to see if I see anyone.
No, you didn't see anyone in any of the... I assume your character would have just popped his head in quickly.
So no one's in the... What?
Doesn't seem to be, no.
Keep going or investigate the room?
Stealth through. We came here for the bitch in the back. We're going for the bitch in the back.
So yeah, we keep going.
She's not here yet.
No, I know. We're going to wait for her.
Okay.
I say
okay,
by
so the party's going to go in this, into this entrance, into this room?
No. I say we stealth around because you said they're going to meet in the barn, right?
In the barn. I suggest we get to the far corner to the left side.
Over here?
No, a little bit up, all the way up to the corner, though. Don't actually pass it, though.
Okay. Sort
of I say, since I'm the shortest, I'm probably the best stealth. I wait until I see Fidel.
Hold on.
Oh, see, someone that might look like...
It's unusual that, considering that she was probably an hour ahead of you, that she's not here yet.
Yeah.
Like, you guys took the main route. Like, there would have been actual roads. And considering that everyone's on horseback, like, you were probably trying to catch up to her by pushing the horses. So, the fact that she's not here and you didn't pass her should be ringing some bells. Like, what other route did she take that she felt taking the main road wasn't safe enough that she would have needed to, you know, detour off? And more importantly, you guys have obviously caught up, so where the hell is she?
That's why I don't actually rush.
What's that?
It.
Can I see that letter again?
Damn elf.
Yeah. Sorry, did you give it back to me? I thought you guys kept it.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's why I suggest you don't
can
rush.
I keep it?
Yeah, I've got like 5 copies of it.
That's why I suggest you don't actually rush up in case there's a trap.
What I don't know, don't hurt me. I can't read.
So I suggest we stay at the corner. I kind of stay next to the fountain, but not inside. And if I see anyone that may resemble or some of importance, I'll signal them when I get to you.
So you're suggesting to come up and hide behind the fountain? That's your plan?
Well, behind
what intent? Just to watch the stable?
Just to watch to see if anyone that resembles...
You're pretty sure that if you're there and anybody comes out and starts to do any sort of walk around, they're going to see you.
That's why I'm the only one, so...
Okay.
I go, you're a fat little dwarf. They're going to see you from...
Now, if you were to jump into the well, there's less chance they'd see you.
Yeah, but how about the odds of well is deep enough that it'll kill me?
The challenge ends up being with this little one. The well is this big.
Yeah. And it's Winnie the Pooh in the thing where it's like stuck in the hole.
He's going to be stuck. His ass is going to be stuck in the well, and then we're going to have to...
I just said those doors next to the wall are gone.
Yeah, these are destroyed. They've long since been destroyed. It's a possibility.
And if they do come around, we could get a jump on them, so... Yeah, we wait in the room until she shows up. When she does, we either spring
so
in the...
Right now the party's it's sort of here, so now you're suggesting maybe come back and go into this room?
Well, those three rooms, though. Yeah. Big and two small.
You guess you have the
strength?
Everyone cool with that?
Okay. I might have been like out of it. That
anyone else have a spot check as a skill that could help?
Nope.
Okay, so as the actually, I have a description for that area. Hold on. Some of the rooms is described, some it does not. No, it does not.
Okay, everything.
So as the characters come into this area, this room is clearly once a very lavish dining room. There's a dining room table that's been destroyed. The chairs, some of the chairs are still intact. They're not worth anything. They've seen, you know, the damage from age. There's probably, at one point, there was a rack with fine china and silverware, long since been looted, the china's been destroyed, anything that might remain. You do notice that there are tracks. In the room is because the doors are destroyed and the holes, like the wind will just blow through here, so there's a lot of dirt, a lot of dust, there's even like some seeds, grass seeds and stuff have blown in, so there's some areas where the foliage has started to grow inside the house. You do see that there's like an area basically from this door where if people come in from the back, they just walk through, and so there's almost like a pathway that's been cleared over time. Where if anyone comes in this room, there doesn't really seem to be anything valuable or important, so nobody wastes time in the room. So yeah, you can see that there's foot tracks, but you know whether they're a day old or a month old, you figure they're probably not more than a month, just because the wind and the rain would have take care of that. But
kind of like a spot check to determine how often the tracks are.
Search check would do it. It's intelligence based.
Yes.
Anyone can do it.
It's whether the character thinks to do it.
True. 14.
12.
Okay, so yeah, you guys are checking. The tracks you're seeing are humanoid.
From the water.
Again, yeah, you figure it can't be more than a week. Given that there's guys out in the back, it would make sense they probably did a perimeter check and a thorough check of the rooms. So it would stand to reason that they that some of these tracks would belong to them.
But it hasn't been fresh, I guess, in like 5 minutes.
You are not skilled enough to make that determination.
Do I hear anything within the house, at least within these few rooms?
No, there's no noise that would alert you. You sort of would have looked in as you walk by. There doesn't seem to be any presence in there.
So I guess in the meantime, I don't want to camp out, but wait until this...
Now keep in mind, this door is gone, so if the party came in here and they sort of tried to stay out of the way, like they would at least briefly have a line of sight. So everyone give me a spot check, please.
There was another hole there.
I see nothing.
Anyone get 15 or higher?
A check from you and a strength.
Nobody.
I see nothing.
Six.
Five.
Ten. I am one step.
So John had told you already there was a guard there, so you guys could see the form of somebody out there. But again, your instinct was probably more concerned with making sure he didn't see you than you guys getting a better look at him.
I got 15.
So yeah, no, you are already seen. So now put on the details. So okay, so assume the party's sort of in this closer part of the dining room.
All right. So I will.
Okay. We just wait until the meeting takes place.
So. You're just going to wait in this room?
Waiting.
Well, do you want to explore any of the other areas?
Yes. This other door to the in the dining room, is there a door there or is it just a hole?
This one, the door is gone. The other one, the door is there. This door is still intact.
It isn't big enough to go kind of
look in?
No, not barricade. Not big the whole door, but it's kind of not easy to get in.
I'm smart enough to think of anything, so I just follow.
Without moving the dining table, is there anything I could actually move up towards the door to block entry?
From where? From here or from here?
From the though.
Nothing that you could do quickly and quietly.
I can't move it like a chair though.
That wouldn't barricade.
It wouldn't barricade, it would just be annoying more than anything else. Yeah. Keep in mind, a square represents 5 feet, so like a chair is nowhere near a full square.
Oh, and then someone could probably post a guard just in case. And then we just wait. That's really the only threat aside from the other door.
Alright, I will sit in this corner and guard this hole right here.
Okay.
I'll be at the other entrance, kind of like peeking out once in a while.
Okay. You notice, so when someone comes up near this door, you can see into this room. It was probably like a sitting room, or I think they call it drawing room. And it definitely, at some point in the past, was ravaged by fire. It's clear that this front area, not that you've seen these other rooms, but basically this front part of the house was devastated by fire, and the upper levels, if the characters end up going into the area, they'll learn that the upper levels of the house like are burned. That's why they're gone. That's probably why the tower is sort of structurally unsafe. But yeah, there doesn't seem to be anything useful or of value in there. There's a lot of soot and ash covering the room, along with some dirt and debris. And again, you can see foot tracks that basically just go like this. So again, people come in and then, you know, just a quick perimeter check. They don't seem to be wasting a lot of time searching the rooms. Given how long the manor's been unoccupied, they figure anything of real value has long since been taken. So the party's chilling out in the room unless you guys want to search in any of the other areas of the house.
I think that's the cue that we should search the house.
I'm not a searchy kind of person.
No, that's fine. Okay, so while you're... where are you, John? You're sort of over here somewhere?
Yeah, cause, like just peeking out once in a while.
Okay, so you see a couple of figures come out, and one guy strolls off that way, and the other one sort of comes this way.
Okay, well, I won't
say. You can make a check. They have an unusual feature about them, but you need to make a roll. Hold on, I just gotta find the...
Smart to see what they're doing.
No, it's like an intelligence check to try and identify them, because they're unusual looking.
Just think about it this way.
Yeah. Well, my tangent is good. How close are you to me?
The fuck?
Yeah, how close are you to me?
I'm assuming I'm just somewhere in the corner there.
With a glowing penis.
No, it's my day to be in front of the holes.
Yeah. Yeah, give me an intelligence check.
Come on, let me. 12.
No.
No.
You don't notice they have a unique feature, but you don't notice it.
But I see them, one going this way, one going the opposite way.
Yeah, like, but basically it's pretty clear they're doing perimeter check.
Yeah, I want a perimeter check. Get away from the... find some place to hide and get
okay. So, assuming that's the case, you know the dude's going to be eventually coming by, and he'll have two chances to look in the room.
So,
do anything. You only have probably a couple of rounds. Like, he's not running, but he's not taking his time either, so.
So, assuming I'm going to go and check guys, go in the room, we just huddle against the wall between the two holes. So, assuming it's.
Sorry, you're over here. Are you moving?
I'm going to move.
I need a sneak check if you're going to move.
11. That's 13, 16.
Well, I think everything's clear. Okay. We're good, guys. You gonna stay put? You gonna stay put?
Yeah, I'm just gonna stay crouched in this corner.
Yeah. I'm gonna move away from this.
So if you move against the wall, that's probably the best chance.
Give me a sneak check.
That's probably the best chance to avoid detection.
Yeah, I guarantee he's probably gonna see us. Because
sneak is dexterity?
Yes.
Yes.
12.
Okay.
I saw Derek roll a not very happy number.
Yeah, I rolled really good. Okay. So, you guys see him walk by. You see him walk by. Nothing happens. And a few minutes later, you see the other guy. Basically, they cross over. Walks by. And then they meet back up there. And then a couple of minutes after that, you hear a voice cry. Not a cry out, but call out. I've got some text. I just gotta find it.
Masking
No, it's definitely a dude. Okay, so yeah. Never mind. This is a problem when I have all the pages hostile? Loose. No. Okay. He calls out. Hang on. I've got the text. I just gotta find it. You can see a well-dressed man. They're at the exact same point.
Who are you people?
Here we go. Okay. You hear a voice call out. He's like, "Hello in there! I know that you're not Fidel or her troops. Who are you? Why are you here? Please come out so we can talk face to face."
My weapon's on my back, so I come out non-threatening, but like.
So I guess the question is, who's staying in? Who's coming out? John's making it clear he wants to go out and talk. Does anyone else want to go out?
I am a Chris-based. I'm also very persuasive. I'll go out and talk.
Okay.
I'm going to talk.
So everyone's coming out?
Yeah.
Okay, so the party comes out, and this is what you see here. So there are several figures. The dude who's talking is a portly, middle-aged human. He's wearing a Sembian waistcoat and vest. He's got two guards that are wearing scale armor and have axes. And can I get all of you to give me a spot check, please?
5.
7.
Naomi?
2.
I spot nothing. 15. 2, wisdom?
Yeah, wisdom. 15. Yeah.
So it'd be 5.
You're pretty sure that these two guards are undead.
Oh, okay. I give you my finger pony.
The two scouts are sort of hanging back a little bit. They seem to be staying to the shadow. They're not trying to hide, but they're definitely trying to stay out of plain sight. They're slender warriors covered with tattoos and piercings. They both wear tight-fitting leathers and spike chains wrapped around their bodies.
Can we do some type of dodge check to determine the tribal tattoos?
I'll do the map because that could be relevant.
Alright, so I will do the talking.
Yeah, well, I have persuasive for skills.
I can persuade
well,
them. So.
But do you have a 16 charisma?
I have some minis.
I'll do the talking.
I can help you as well. I'm not bad. I'm also a freaking spy.
So, your dudes are going to be over here.
I'm pretty charismatic too.
What are you trained to persuade?
Just gives you an extra d6.
Yes.
I thought it gave you advantage.
No, you roll a d6 on top of the number.
Okay, so.
We'll use that for him. He's got his undead dudes, which are in leather bag.
It almost looks like he's got this thing.
Give me a charisma box. Yeah, he said what he said. Alright. Alright.
So.
Oh my goodness.
Undead, my favorite
kind. Undead. Alright. I have not set this dude because I'm not sure the listening attempt or this might, screw us over. So.
So I will do the persuade check.
Okay, so anyway, he's calling you guys. So we're missing a mini here. Who's not on the map?
That would be John.
Where are you, John?
I will be now. I'll take the lead. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right. My back is facing them. That's lovely. I'm like, you're not important.
Whatever.
To me.
Yeah, so...
No, I'm just more important. You're staring at the kahunas.
So he's asked you to come out and introduce yourself. So...
So you guys come out? I'll do the persuade check. I'll say.
Well, actually, I say.
Oh, you don't need to check yet. What are you doing?
So I'm a very portly dwarf.
So
my parents hated me.
I will graciously bow and I will say greetings. My companions and I were just taking a simple rest within the building. I am Logosh.
We're not.
And these are my companions, the portly dwarf. I can't remember your name.
That is my name. My parents hated me.
Okay.
Portly dwarf.
This is Alistair Fox. He is our human mage, and we have our human cleric right here. I do not believe I got her name.
Three of four.
Okay then.
I'm the third one of you four.
Fair enough.
I thought I'd make a Star Trek joke.
So he's like, greetings. It's like, of course. You know, the proper owners of Sandersall Manor have long since abandoned the property, and this place is a suitable place for camping over for travelers such as yourself, such as ourselves. We are actually expecting to meet additional members of our company. They're en route now, and I thought you might have been them, but he points to one of the guards. He goes, my companion here. Noticed that you had taken up in the old dining area, and it was pretty clear that you weren't none of you were Fidel or her men. So
I was kind of hoping there'd be some food there, though. It's like, rubbing my belly.
Unfortunately, any food would have long since been stolen. So he's like, there's certainly plenty of room in the manor. If you guys want to camp out, that's fine. But if you don't mind, we would prefer to keep this area around here to ourselves. We'll stay out of your way if you stay out of our way. We have no hostility or ill will towards you, and would respect reciprocity. Are you guys agreeable to that?
That's acceptable.
I have a plan.
Can we check to see how truthful we think he's been?
I have a better plan.
His motive is a wisdom. So if you're not trained, it's just a wisdom check.
Can I do a
Sure.
That was a 19. Why did you re-roll it?
It's a 12, but that's a nat 1.
So...
12.
No, I mean, nothing he's saying 18. Or doing seems unusual or out of place. I mean, you've never met this guy before, so you wouldn't know what his normal behavior is like, but his demeanor and his body language would seem to be genuine. I mean, clearly he's got these guards here, which either means that he's expecting trouble or he's just cautious. Yeah, I mean, so far what he's told you seems to ring true with the details that John's noticed during when he scouted around.
All right, I have a plan. It's just whether or not you will enjoy this plan.
Are you going to huddle and tell us?
Wait,
yeah, so I mean, if you guys are having this conversation now, you can hear it.
Yeah, no, that's a bit later.
No, it's like just out of character. Like, will you go...
At this point, any conversations need to be in character.
Yeah.
Okay. They're close enough they can hear you.
So then I say... that's very gracious of you, and I appreciate your forwardness with us. We are also intending to meet somebody here. I believe her name was...
Fidel,
yes. She asked us to accompany her in case any people from the hub hold came to interrupt her little meeting.
He's got a look of surprise on his face. He's like, really? Wow, that's...
You must be Barcero.
As a matter of fact, I am. He's a little surprised because you have details that he didn't figure you would have. He's like, so your arrival here then is not just coincidental. You were given this time, date, location, the whole bit to be here.
Yeah. Indeed. We were just taking a small rest in the dining room waiting for... Miss
Fidel
to meet us here. We were told that the meeting place would be a barn behind the Sandersall Manor.
Well, he's like, I was expecting Fidel hours ago, and I'm actually, I was concerned for her safety. Obviously, she must have felt that there was some danger if she brought in additional people. Sorry, what did you tell him you were going to do once Fidel arrived?
We were just to make sure that nobody from Hab Hold came to interrupt the meeting.
Okay, so you were just sort of muscle. So yeah. She's like,
we are part of trying to be 100% forthcoming. We just weren't 100% sure of any hostilities or all that.
Okay.
But yeah, we were told to just kind of
supposed
stay
to be, yeah, it's supposed to be that sail. That's the spelling mistake. Yeah. You got it. Okay. He seems, yeah, like he was certainly surprised by this, and he seems a little concerned, and he's like, okay, well, if she's instructed you to meet her here, then she's obviously still on her way. I was a little concerned that maybe something had befallen her, or even worse, that she had, double-crossed me and decided not to make this meeting. But your presence here has certainly alleviated that fear. I'm actually now a little bit relieved to see that you're here. So he's like, in that case, he's like, he seems certainly more agreeable to being friendly. He's like, if you want, we can set up like a campfire out here if we want to have something to eat. He's like, my understanding, once Fidel arrives, once Fidel arrives, our business, my business with her will be completed quickly, and my group and I will be on our way. But you guys are welcome to spend the night here. I mean, obviously, you're here now. You look like you've had a hard day. Like, your character's probably be all covered in dirt and stuff from riding all day long. He's like, you look like you could use a rest. Why don't we have a meal together while we wait for Fidel's arrival?
I more love a meal, but my job, I prefer to get the job done before I relax. And my job is to ensure her safety. And
well,
make
sure. And he's like, that's a sign of a fine warrior, and I applaud you for that, but she's not here, so there's nothing really you can do at this point.
I pipe up again. Do you know if she was taking any detour route to avoid the main trading route?
We weren't told about it.
I have no idea. He's like, our arrangement was that she was supposed to meet me here. We were supposed to complete our transaction, and then that was it. We go our separate ways.
Yeah, basically, with your permission, I would like to stay in front. If I see her, I'll come to that. Her rival is.
Yep. He's like, I think that's a great idea, and he points to his man at the back. He goes, I was just going to send him to do the same thing. He's like, he doesn't like to work with anyone, so just keep your distance, but he won't. And as long as you don't do anything to draw his wrath, he's certainly not going to do anything.
I do work better alone myself, yep. So we'll keep a watch.
Okay, so he sort of signals to his man, and he's like, go ahead. See, he goes, keep watching, see if she's coming. So he takes off. He's going to switch the mate. So
just hit left or right?
He goes back around that way.
I go the opposite way.
Which one are you on? This one?
Yeah.
Okay, so you two guys go off. So he sends one of the guards back in. He's actually got another guy in there, and this guy always stays like next to him, and this guy's just chilling out. He's clearly a mercenary. He's not going to do anything he doesn't have to. So he's like, he goes, come on. He's just going to set up dinner unless you guys have something you want to talk to him about, or you want to interrupt him from completing that task.
Nope, food is good.
Okay. So, about an hour passes. John, you're watching.
Low constitution take, my buddy starts rubbing loud. Like the other guy could clear.
Yeah, the other guy's sort of like.
Food. So I haven't eaten in a
while. So, about an hour passes, you come out, they set up like a cook fire in the middle of the thing. You guys have a chance to sort of look around. So he's got three of these. They're actually zombies now that you can get closer to them. They're undead. They seem to be completely under his command and control. And, these guys, someone in the party, now that you get a better look at them, they're Shatter Kai. And, yeah, this mini's actually correct. That's why I kept him on board. They've been set up in there. It doesn't look like they were set up very long. And, again, your arrival sort of coincides. They were getting ready to have food anyway. And, they sort of ask you, where are you from? You clearly look like you've been riding. You know, you can sell them whatever story you want. He's actually got stories. He's from Sembia, which is in the Forgotten Realms. Well, the whole campaign is the Forgotten Realms. He's got some stories. It seems that he's a man of means. All the stories seem to involve, there's enough detail in them that would lead you to believe that he's fairly wealthy. And just based on his dress, how he's dressed, and even the foods, they're like trail rations, but they're really high-end trail rations, so they taste delicious. After about an hour or so, though, he's concerned. He's like, you know, it's unlike, he goes from everything, he goes, have you worked with Fidel before? Have you worked with her a long time? He goes, clearly you're not part of her Zentarum, but I know that she hires.
We were just recently hired. I actually came from the Broken Fang tribe guy.
It's clear he has no idea who that is, but he's like, oh, that, very good. He's like, well, he goes, she has an impeccable reputation, and her battle record speaks for itself, but I'm very surprised she's not here yet. He goes, I don't believe that she would have encountered enough resistance that she would have, that she would have run into danger, but the fact that she brought you guys here, sent you guys here, clearly would indicate that she expected some trouble potentially down the road. He goes, I'm getting kind of nervous that maybe she's not coming. Do you guys, he's like, and so he starts asking more about where you came from. Like, he's trying to get a sense of if your path and her path would have crossed. So do you indicate that you've sort of come from that same direction, or do you want to?
Well, we should tell him that we know she has the diamond staff.
Don't mention that.
Because if we're saying that we're hired by her.
So, I mean, your characters are all right there. So if you want to say something to him, you can. Because these guys, basically, there would not be an opportunity to speak privately without somebody potentially overhearing it. So if you want to mention that detail, go ahead.
I told them basically we traveled along the trade routes between, you know, Happ and Battledale. We were told to scout the area, and if any soldiers from Happ came by.
So he says that. He's like, well, if you've come from that area, he's like, you didn't come across any signs of an ambush or fight or any significant.
Not that we saw.
So yeah, he definitely seems to be concerned, but I mean, he certainly doesn't seem to be concerned with you guys directly, but. Did you want to mention anything about the crystal staff or ask him anything about it? These guys, in character, they can't advise you. So you think? What do you think your character would do? But clearly, he's talked about performing a transaction.
Well, we know from the letter that she's.
He doesn't know that we've seen the letter.
No, sorry, you know from the letter.
We are hired. We're saying that we're hired by her.
Yeah, but
so why are we hired by her? Like.
We were just told to guard to make sure no one from Happ interrupted their transfer.
What the letter would lead you to believe is that she's supposed to bring the staff here and sell it to this guy.
Yeah.
So that's what he's expecting her to show up with the staff.
Because we would know that she has the staff.
Whether or not she's told you that's why she wants, like, this, the false story you're selling him is that you're here to provide extra muscle. Whether or not she's told that muscle that I'm going to have a staff and, you know, is more important than any of the elves.
Exactly. She would just say we're making a transaction and we need
muscle. She would never tell us what it is, even though we know what it is.
So, but again, if you want to ask him questions, feel free. Don't let them out of care. Don't let the people at the table coerce you to what you think your character would do.
Wait, I rolled 21 for spy. She's not in sight.
No, she's absolutely not anywhere.
I told the other guy, I'm doing walk around to make sure everyone's on
the table. I'll just say then that we saw smoke coming from Cap, so.
And these two guys go.
It's like, well, you know, I figured that that would probably be the case. It's unlikely that they were going to complete their business there without starting a few fires. After probably a little while after this conversation, this guard goes and swaps out with the other guard. So do you stay up there all night?
I told the guy I'm going to walk around and make sure everything's in order.
Okay, so you come around, you get a white tea, and then away you go.
Alright, I stand up and I say, well, perhaps she took shelter in one of the buildings. It was a long journey, she might be resting up. I will search the house for her.
It's like, we've searched through the house numerous times. It's unlikely she would come all this way and not inform us of her presence. The transaction is somewhat time sensitive, so he's like, if you want to search through, that's certainly... certainly your prerogative.
Like, I'm trying to get a little pulled up with the front.
I
don't come in the back.
Extra detail. I just gotta find.
I'm trying to have a thought of my ass.
That's why it's from important, because I'm pretty sure he...
Okay. After a little bit longer goes by, so you guys have been, you know, you're chatting it up, and probably like another half an hour after that, it's pretty clear that he's starting to get pretty agitated. Like, she was supposed to be here hours ago. And eventually, it's pretty clear that he's getting, like, pissed off, and he's like, look, I know that you know, you guys have been employed by Fidel, but he goes, I know how these things usually work. You get paid a little up front and a lot at the end. Is that pretty much how the transactions work this time around?
We got paid nothing. We were told to meet here, and after the transfer was done, she would pay us.
Well, I got bad news. I suspect that she's not coming. He's like, from what I know of her and her reputation, this is unlike her to not be here in person or send one of her soldiers to inform, in this case, me, the buyer, that things have changed. He goes, she is hours overdue. He's like, he's like really getting pissed off about the whole thing. He's like, I'll bet that she's gone off to Mistledale on her own and she's cut me out of this equation altogether. He goes, she was supposed to bring me a package. I was supposed to take the package myself to Mistledale, and I'm guessing that she has decided to screw me over and clearly screw you guys over and has just gone on her own. He's like,
so yeah, I will stand up acting. I'm going to stand up and put on my best act of, you know, hurt and anger. Well then, why don't we track her down to Mistledale? I'm sure you want your package and we want our payment, don't we, ladies? Don't we, gentlemen?
I come around, but like,
and lady.
And lady, yes.
Yes, you can come.
Yep. He's like,
I come around, I tell him, no show. I can sound someone. It's time to get, yeah. Trying to get a word in, blah, 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 and all that.
Well, yeah, we'll look it up.
My guy could clearly see that this guy's pissed off, right?
Yeah, he's ticked. Definitely not at the party, though.
Yeah. Just at Fidel.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? He goes, I think that that the muscle she hired to protect her can do just as good a job of protecting me. He's like, he goes, I'll pay each of you 100 GP to travel with me to Mistledale. He's like, our destination would be the village of Felden's Helm, and from there we can figure out next steps. He goes, I'll give you each
50.
He goes, I'll give you 25 GP just to accompany me to the town, which would be about another day's ride.
Yeah.
And he's like, once we're there, we'll renegotiate terms once we see what happens. But he goes, if she has indeed betrayed us and gone straight there, she's gained hours, because essentially she, you know, to come from where you were, it was here, and then back over here, she's just been able to take a straight line. So he's like, time is of the essence, we should move right away.
I agree. Let's get going now.
So we have our horses tied to a tree just outside. Do you have any sort of means of transportation?
Yeah, they got horses in the barn.
All right, so let's ride.
So excellent. Okay, so it probably takes about 15 minutes to get everything taken up, and then the characters can head out.
While during the ride,
he actually doesn't have coins. He's got gems. So he gives the party 2 gems worth 50 GP each. So the characters essentially get the 25, and he goes, I'll give you each two more gems to complete the transaction when we arrive where we're going. And then we can renegotiate terms
from
there.
So, you get 25. While we're on the ride on the way there, I turn to him and nonchalantly ask, I know we're not supposed to know about the transfer and all, but do you know what you were supposed to do with the package in Mistledale?
He's like, that's not something I'm willing to disclose. He's like, the deal I had with Fidel was she would deliver the package to me and I would pay her, and from that at that point, her involvement was completed. He goes, I suspect that she has decided to keep the package for herself. It seems that he's sort of uncomfortable talking about the specifics of the package.
All right, that's fine. We're hired muscle. We don't need to know.
Yeah,
we just want our payments.
Yeah. So the text here says, the double cross by the Zen agent Fidel has put the diamond staff further out of your reach, but at least you know where she's headed. The Vault of Song is said to be hidden in the forests of Mistledale, near the village of Felden's Helm. By moving directly to that location, you might catch the Zentirum there. And that's the end of this. So, let me go this.